Hey everybody, welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all this tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Real quick, I know we haven't had a show all week, there's a reason for that. We've actually been working and we've been in production for Brian's new show, which we've kept a secret for pretty much months now, but we officially started it, we officially have it filmed, it's in post-production, right? You know what, do you want a preview? I'll just give you a preview. Delicious. That doesn't show you too much about what the show is actually going to be about, but what'd you think? Let me know in the comment section below. You guys haven't had an episode all week, so I figured I'd be nice and tell you why. News. If you have a Yahoo account, now's a good time to probably change your password. They were hacked back in 2014, and today they confirmed it. Not only did they confirm that they were hacked, but they also confirmed that it was a state-sponsored hack. The account information may have included names, email addresses, telephone numbers, dates of births, hashed passwords, and in some cases, encrypted or unencrypted security questions and answers. Now, this includes over 500 million user accounts on Yahoo, which is... This is a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but that's kind of impressive that Yahoo had at least 500 million accounts. I expected far less. Either way, no credit card information has been taken, that sort of thing. But if you use the same password for other things as your Yahoo password, you should probably change those as well. It's all common sense, people, right? Okay. Samsung is straight fire these days. But you know what wasn't fire? Their music streaming service. Did you even know they had one? Milk Music. That was the title of their streaming service. It didn't work out, so they're shutting it down. It actually shut down as of today. We told you about this before on the show to give you a little bit of a warning, but today is that day. It's no longer a thing. They say now you should use Slacker Radio, which actually powered Milk Music in the first place, which leaves me this question. Did any of you ever use Milk Music? And if so, let me know how it was. You know where to put that. You know how what was what? Facebook is testing a brand new feature within Messenger that will remind you to pay back your friends if you owe your friends any money. Apparently, it's going to be using some form of machine learning wizardry to pick up on your conversations that include monies. So if you say something like IOU, that sort of thing, it'll prompt you to pay your friend back with the set amount that you've been discussing, if you've been discussing an amount. And of course, you'll do that through Facebook's payment service, which I've used. And I hate to say this because it's Facebook, but it's good. It's very, very convenient. It's very, very easy. Probably one of the best payment solutions I've seen. So there's that. I've told you before, October 4th is the date that Google will unveil their brand new Nexus phones that aren't Nexus phones and are actually Pixel phones. Here. Google has been putting up advertisements for the event on buildings, and they even have a statue in Brooklyn Bridge Park. Okay, things to note. The plain white rectangle, that's obviously the shape of a phone. October 4th is the date. Google's G branding, and also a hashtag that says made by Google. Now, the whole made by Google thing, I think is just a hint, just a reminder that Google has more control over Android this go round. Like I said before, they're not shipping stock Android with these new devices. It'll be a new fork of it molded by the Google masters. But of course, we don't need these teasers. We've already seen the phone leak here and here. And according to these leaks, they're shipping iPhones. So that's a crazy move by Google, huh? Oh, that's not an iPhone? Usually, I'm sure to steer clear entirely of anything political on this show, but I think this is a pretty good exception. On the 26th, that will be the first presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I don't know why I said her name like that. Either way, the cool thing is that ABC News is going to be live streaming this on their Facebook page, all the debates this year, as well as Twitter. That is super awesome, super convenient for someone like me that has cut the cord, no longer has cable because cable sucks a lot. So this is a good way for me to go ahead and be able to watch the debates. Plus, have you seen the live streams from Twitter? Like when they streamed Thursday Night Football the other night? The streams look incredible. Of course that would happen. Just Twitter decides out of left field that they're going to live stream and it's beautiful. What? If you haven't heard of YouTube Heroes yet, consider yourself lucky. It's the new program from YouTube that allows anyone to be a moderator of anything on YouTube as a platform. Moderate comments, mass flag videos, and all you have to do is play YouTube's silly little game and level up and earn points and then have the power to I just spit everywhere. That was classy. Now, I actually did a full rant on this. I fully explained it and fully gave my thoughts on today's episode of Creator Wire. That is linked down below. Before we answer today's Ask FPT, let's go ahead and thank today's sponsor, which, as always, is Velcro Brand. When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro Brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro Brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about one-wrap products and, of course, to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below. Today's question is from D.H. Shawan. And he says, what do you like most about your job? What do you hate the most? Now, all four of us have actually already answered this question on the FPT podcast, which I believe was posted earlier. I'll link it down in the description below. But essentially, my favorite thing about my job is that at the end of the day, I get to know that because of me, something new is out there. Like, I created something new that wasn't there yesterday. Even if it is shitty and stupid, I still made it. I put it out there. That is super cool to me. Also, the fact that I get to make people laugh most of the time. That's a super fun perk. The worst part is, I think every YouTuber could say this, just the shit you get in the comment section on YouTube or on Twitter, on any platform, really. There's people that just don't like you, and that's okay. It comes with the territory, but either way, it levels it out. I like the positive stuff more than the negative, so I'll keep doing it. If you want to be featured on the next episode of Front Page Tech, just leave your question down below with the hashtag AskFPT. Hey, that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below for all things Front Page Tech, the tweets, the updates. Follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech, and we'll see you tomorrow.